This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm here with Nashen Moodley, the festival director. Good afternoon, Nashen.
Good afternoon, Cristiana.
It's really good to see you again this year.
Yes, wonderful to see you, and we're really looking forward to a very exciting festival.
Absolutely. And this year is the 63rd edition, am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. What is very interesting about watching the Sydney Film Festival across these years, that its importance has been growing very fast in the last few years since you took up direction and curation. And I read that attendance increased over 59% since 2011.
Yes, there's been a great increase in attendance, and of course we're very delighted about that. I think we really want the festival to be accessible to the people of Sydney and to have more and more people coming. So we're very pleased that we've succeeded in introducing a new audience to the festival.
What's the recipe for this success?
Oh. Well, I think it's a range of things. I think we've made the program in some ways more accessible, and we're covering a greater range of cinema from all over the world for different age groups, for people with different cinematic tastes. I think the festival as an organization has gotten better and better each year in communicating the message of the festival and reaching different people. Those are two of the things. I think in general we have an audience in Sydney that's very eager for cinema, and the cinema landscape is also changing. I think what you're able to see in your local multiplex, even in your local art house cinemas, that range is becoming narrower and narrower. So a festival like Sydney that shows close to 250 films really gives people an ability to see the best of world cinema in that year, and gives incredible choice, and people are responding to that.
Yeah, the diversity is really incredible in terms of countries, in terms of topics, and also in terms of tackling social issues as well, which is something that is it's becoming quite popular with various audiences.
Absolutely. I think we have films from more than 60 countries this year.
Yeah.
So there's that incredible diversity. And really, these films are engaging with the most fascinating, most important topics of the world today.
Yeah.
And I think you're quite right. I think people are responding to that.
And you also have a huge section on documentaries, which is another genre which is booming.
Absolutely. Within the festival context, these films are so well attended. They have so much attention placed on them by the audience, by the media. So it's a really great place for documentaries in the festival. We find, of course, that not so many documentaries are released theatrically these days.
Yes.
You do have wonderful exceptions like Sherpa,
yes,
which we had the world premiere of at the festival last year, has gone on to do really incredibly well at the box office. So, yeah, I think that there's a very eager audience for documentaries.
And just to give Fred's audience some numbers, background numbers about this festival, as you said, it represents like 60 countries and over 250 films, something like that, and 25 world premieres. This is quite an achievement, isn't it?
Yes, it's great to have world premieres. Most of the world premieres are for Australian films, and of course we take our responsibility of
course
being the first host to these films, introducing them to the world very seriously. So we're very happy with the number of world premieres that we have. I think each year that will change. Last year we had a number as well. But we want for those films, of course, to have a long life through whatever means, whether it's playing at many other festivals around the world, and Sydney is a place where other festivals find those films, to those films having a theatrical life. We really want to be the launch pad for that.
Yeah. So let's talk about the program of this year festival. Our audience, Fred audience, is very voracious about the details of the program. program. So there is an official competition, features, documentaries, as we said. So give us a little bit of background about the highlights of the festival and the program.
Well, as you say, there's so much. It's
yes,
close to 250 films.
Job.
And it's a difficult job. I really think we've secured some of the best, most important films of the last 12 months for the festival, and that's really great. We have, as the opening film, a film I'm very delighted to open the festival with, and that's the world premiere of Goldstone by Ivan Sen. I think he's one of Australia's most talented filmmakers. He's really remarkable in that he not only directs films, but he also writes them, edits them, shoots them, and composes the score. I think a fantastic filmmaker. We opened the festival in 2013 with his film Mystery Road.
Yeah.
It's not usual to open the festival just a few years later with a film by the same director.
Yeah.
But really, I think he's such an incredible filmmaker and someone that the festival's really determined and obliged to support in every way we possibly can. Our closing film is Love and Friendship, the Whit Stillman film, which is a really entertaining, very funny and clever film. And I think that's going to be a great night. And in between, I think we have films that really, as I said before, are tackling some of the most serious issues we face in the world today. We have films about the environment. We have films about politics. We have films about religious extremism. And we have films about romance and love and sexuality. So I think it's a program that covers a great deal of the hot topics occupying us at this moment. With the competition, I'm really proud of the competition, as always. I think with those 12 films, we have filmmakers really making statements about the world in which we live in. They're filmmakers who are really playing with the form of cinema, are taking chances, moving the art form forward in some way. So I really encourage people to watch the 12 films in competition. I think they're pretty incredible films.
Since you mentioned the opening night and closing night films, choosing opening and closing night films is always a strategic decision because it plays a huge role in sending out a message about the whole festival, I suppose. Is it a hard decision?
Of course it's a difficult decision. Mm. And you're quite right. It does send a message about what
the festival
in some way. And I think perhaps it has sometimes too much emphasis is placed on those two films, whereas you have another, 250 films
in between.
In the program. Yeah. But yes, it is an important and difficult decision. And I think for me, where possible, we want to open the festival with a strong Australian film. I think that's ideal. It's not essential. It's not, we're not obliged, I don't think, but it's something I really strive for each year. Because I think we have a responsibility to profile the cinema of this region. And with the closing film, I think because over the 12 days, we're going to look at some very serious issues, some very serious cinema. To end on a slightly lighter note is sometimes quite a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Another thing that I'd like to talk to you about is the fact that this year the festival is launching the Lexus Australia Short Film Fellowship, so which is a new addition to the whole program. Give us a little bit of background on this one.
Yes, the festival together with Lexus have created this fellowship to support young Australian filmmakers. And
both in features and documentaries?
Well, it's for short films. Fictional short films. And what we want to do is really create this. We created this program to assist young filmmakers in making that transition to the next phase of their careers. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at young filmmakers who've made some short films that are quite successful already, but I've never had really the resources to make this ultimate calling card. So with these four fellowships, each filmmaker receives $50,000 to make a short film,
which is a substantial sum of money.
Yes, it is. It's a substantial sum that allows the filmmaker to, I think, really manage to put all the ideas on screen, in the way that they want, to pay people to have the necessary equipment and infrastructure to make their film in the way that they need to. So I think it's a great prize, a great fellowship. We're really happy that Lexis came on board, with this great desire to help young Australian filmmakers, and we're very happy to play a part in it.
And this is great because what I really like about the festival, the Sydney Film Festival, is that has a whole range of different things, including nurturing the film industry and helping young filmmakers to come up with better products, better ideas, because at the end of the day, money makes a difference when you need to produce films. So that's really good about that. I'm talking to Nashan Mudli, the festival director of the Sydney Film Festival, and we'll be right back on Fred Film Radio. And we are back with Nashan Mudli, the festival director, and I'm Christina Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Sydney Film Festival. Nashan, this is your fifth year as a Sydney Film Festival director. And to celebrate this anniversary, if I can put it this way, you have chosen a very strong tagline to promote the festival: change your view, change your world. So what can cinema do in relation to influence the wider community?
Look, I think cinema can have such a great influence on people. In some ways, it can do so very directly on a particular issue. I think you have many examples of films having a strong and almost immediate influence on society. So, for instance, a film like Blackfish that we had at the festival, the documentary about SeaWorld and animals in captivity, I think had a profound influence on what goes on in those types of institutions these days. Going back a few years, a film like Rashid Bushareb's Days of Glory had a very strong impact on the French government's attitude towards paying the pensions of soldiers from former French colonies. So I think cinema can have that impact on particular issues. But in another way, I think everyone who sees a film, let's say from a completely different culture from theirs, the first time you'd watch a film from Burkina Faso, for instance, or Korea, I think that alters your perspective somewhat, maybe in just a little way. I think what cinema can do through our exposure to different stories, it gives us some access into that culture and perhaps reminds us that though people may live in very different circumstances halfway across the globe from us, our concerns as humans are not that difficult, not that different.
Yeah.
Not that different.
And in fact, when you were talking about this aspect of what cinema can do in relation to that, it's like really using different lenses to understand the world, like through a different culture. It's like when you learn another language. You start understanding the world using different lenses because a language brings together a culture. And I think cinema does exactly the same. You can actually understand better or alter your perception on a whole different culture watching a film or a series of film from that particular country.
Absolutely. I think it really enhances your understanding of the world. And film festivals everywhere do this. But in 12 days, you really get a window onto the world.
Yeah. And this is a little bit aside, but I think talking about cinema, not specifically about Sydney Film Festival, but Sydney Film Festival gave a lot of exposure to Iranian cinema in the past, for instance, and also this year there are Iranian films, I believe. And it's interesting to notice how cinema as an industry has changed in Iran in the last few years, possibly because prizes that Iranian film won at Cannes or other very prominent film festivals. So I think there is a relationship between cinema and the wider society.
Sure, absolutely. I agree with you.
I have one last question for you. This is about the Festival Hub, which is a very successful initiative, which is part of the whole program. What are the highlights of the Hub this year?
Well, we're very excited about a new virtual reality component of the hub.
Yeah.
And we're going to be screening, well, it's not like screening films, is it? I guess we'll be hosting several different virtual reality experiences.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a really wonderful program. It's a range of types of films, from animation to horror and to dance. It's something that I think people are going to really enjoy a great deal. I think this is a new technology that really has a great level of excitement at the moment. Yeah. And what we have is a range of films that in some cases are also linked to the program. So, for instance, we have a film in the competition called Notes on Blindness.
Yeah.
And Notes on Blindness has a virtual reality component, and
yeah,
that's going to be part of the presentation in the hub. We have another wonderful video art exhibition curated by Sydney Contemporary, and this year the focus is on Australian video artists. And as usual, we have some great parties, we'll have DJs, we have live performances, a bar, food, and just a great place to hang out in between screenings.
Yeah, it's a great initiative because it keeps people together, and you have, you know where to go between sessions. It's fantastic.
Absolutely, and I think the wonderful things about a festival, one of the wonderful things about a festival is that you're not just watching films, but you're also talking about films.
Yeah.
And the hub is a great place for people to hang out in between sessions and talk about the films they loved, the films they didn't love.
Yeah.
And it's a very vibrant place. And yeah, we're very proud that it's now in its fifth year and has worked so well. It's a great place for the audience, of course, but also it's a great place for our visiting filmmakers.
Yes,
who
exactly.
All gravitate towards the
yeah.
hub. For many of our partners
yeah.
Of the festival, it's a wonderful place to congregate. And it is very beautiful. I think the Herman Miller Lounge and the hub is a wonderful creation. And yeah, I spend all my limited spare time at the festival at the hub, and I encourage other people to do so too.
I will definitely do that. It's all very exciting. So thank you so much for your time, Nashin.
Thank you very much, Christiana.
And the City Film Festival opens on the 8th of June, and it runs for 12 days until the 19th. I've been talking to Nashin Moody, the festival director here at the City Film Festival, and I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.